Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hi, I'm Lila. Most days, I manage the delicate balance of single motherhood, a demanding job as a paralegal, and navigating the minefield that is my blended family. My 7-year-old son, Ethan, means everything to me. He's also the one who inherited my childhood asthma, which is why I never leave home without his rescue inhaler. Mom, can I go to Grandma Patricia's after school today? Ethan asked one Tuesday morning, spooning cereal into his mouth. Dad's taking Emma to her baby reveal thing. I paused while pouring my coffee. Your dad promised to watch you this weekend. He called last night when you were in the shower. Said something came up with Emma's party. My stepsister Emma always had something come up, especially when it interfered with my ex-husband's visitation schedule. Fine, I'll call Patricia during lunch, I said, checking Ethan's backpack. Where's your inhaler? Ethan shrugged. In my room, I think. Ethan James Reynolds, what's our rule? Inhaler stays in the front pocket, he recited with an eye roll that seemed too teenage for his 7 years. My phone buzzed with a text from Maya, my best friend since college. Patricia just called me asking if I could take Ethan this weekend instead of her, Maya said when I called her back. What? Why would she call you before me? She said she tried you but couldn't reach you. Said something about helping with Emma's baby reveal. Asked if I could watch Ethan because you'd be working. I gripped the phone tighter. I'm not working this weekend, and she definitely didn't call me. Figured as much, Maya sighed. This is the third time she's tried to pawn him off. What's her deal with Ethan? Same as her deal with me since Dad remarried. We're the inconvenient reminders of Mom. Later that afternoon, I sat across from Patricia in her immaculate living room while Ethan played video games upstairs. You can't keep doing this, Patricia, I said, keeping my voice even. You agreed to watch him when Tim cancels. Patricia fluffed a decorative pillow, not meeting my eyes. Emma needs me this weekend. The reveal is important. It's her first baby. And Ethan is your only grandson. Tim keeps canceling and you're my backup. It's just his breathing thing, Patricia waved dismissively. He hasn't had an attack in months. Asthma isn't just a breathing thing. It's serious. Patricia's phone dinged. She smiled at whatever message she'd received. Emma needs these specific balloons for the reveal. Can we discuss this later? No. We need to settle this now. I have to work Saturday. Maya said she could watch him, Patricia suggested, already standing. I never agreed to that arrangement. Well, figure something out, dear. Family emergencies happen. A baby reveal isn't an emergency, I replied. But Patricia was already scrolling through her phone, mentally checked out. That Saturday, with no other options, I dropped Ethan at Patricia's with explicit instructions. His inhaler is in his backpack. If he starts wheezing or coughing continuously, he needs 2 puffs. If it doesn't improve in 20 minutes... Yes, yes, Patricia interrupted. I've watched him before. We'll be fine. I mean it, Patricia. I'll have my phone. Call immediately if anything happens. 3 hours later, my phone rang. It wasn't Patricia. It was Dr. Chen from the emergency room. Miss Reynolds, we have your son Ethan in the ER. He's stable now, but he had a severe asthma attack. What? Who brought him in? A neighbor, Mrs. Geller. She said she found him alone at the park, struggling to breathe. His inhaler was empty. My blood ran cold. I'll be right there. As I rushed to my car, my phone buzzed with a text from Patricia. Sorry, had to leave for Emma's reveal. Left Ethan with Mrs. Geller. Hope that's okay. Attached was a smiling selfie of Patricia with Emma, surrounded by blue balloons. He could have died, Maya, I said, pacing the hospital hallway while Ethan slept in his room. The doctor said if Mrs. Geller hadn't found him when she did. Maya squeezed my hand. What exactly happened? Mrs. Geller was supposed to be watching him? No, Patricia told me she left him with Mrs. Geller. But Mrs. Geller said Patricia just asked her to keep an eye out if Ethan played in the shared courtyard. She found him gasping for air by the swings with an empty inhaler. While Patricia was at Emma's party, Maya finished, her expression darkening. Look, Maya continued, pulling out her phone. She's posting from the party right now. So blessed to welcome a grandson to the family. A grandson? She already has one she left alone during an asthma attack. Dr. Chen approached with a clipboard. Miss Reynolds, Ethan's doing much better. We'd like to keep him overnight for observation. Of course, I nodded. Thank you for everything. I should mention, Dr. Chen lowered her voice, leaving a child with his condition unattended raises concerns. I need to ask, who was responsible for Ethan when this happened? My stepmother, Patricia Reynolds. She was supposed to be watching him. Dr. Chen made a note. And she left him unattended, knowing his condition? Yes, she went to my stepsister's baby reveal party. I see, Dr. Chen said carefully. Our hospital social worker might want to discuss this with you tomorrow. After she left, Maya turned to me. Lila, this is serious. What Patricia did, that's neglect. I know, I whispered, the reality sinking in. The next morning, my father arrived, ashen-faced. Patricia told me Ethan had a little episode, he said, shifting uncomfortably. She said Mrs. Geller was watching him. A little episode? I repeated incredulously. Dad, he was hospitalized. And no, Mrs. Geller wasn't watching him. Patricia abandoned him to go to Emma's party. Now, Lila, I'm sure there was a misunderstanding. Ask Mrs. Geller yourself, I interrupted. Better yet, ask Ethan. Dad glanced toward Ethan's room. Patricia feels terrible about the confusion. Confusion? She left a 7-year-old with severe asthma alone in a park? She said she made arrangements. She didn't. My voice rose enough that a nurse glanced our way. I lowered it. Dad, I've tried for years to make this work, but this time she crossed a line. Later that day, I met with Mrs. Geller at her apartment. I was watering my plants when I heard coughing, she explained, hands trembling slightly. I found him by the swings, barely able to speak. His lips were turning blue. Did Patricia specifically ask you to watch Ethan? No, dear. She mentioned he'd be playing outside and asked if I could keep an eye out since my balcony overlooks the courtyard. I never agreed to be responsible for him. I'm 78 with a bad hip. Did she mention he has asthma? Not a word. I only knew what to do because my late husband had it. I thanked Mrs. Geller and headed to my next stop, the apartment complex office. We have security cameras in the courtyard, the manager confirmed, pulling up footage on his computer. What time period are you looking for? The video clearly showed Patricia walking Ethan to the courtyard, having a brief chat with Mrs. Geller on her balcony, then checking her watch and hurrying off, leaving Ethan alone. Could I get a copy of this footage? I asked. With a police report number, he replied. Is that what this is about? I looked at the freeze frame of Patricia walking away from my son. Yes, I think it is. 3 days after Ethan was released from the hospital, I stood in Patricia and my father's living room. Ethan was safely with Maya. What's this about, Lila? Patricia asked, arranging herself on the sofa. We've all had a stressful week. My father sat beside her, looking uncomfortable. Emma hovered nearby, her baby bump now obvious. I want to discuss what happened Saturday, I said evenly. I've already apologized for the miscommunication, Patricia replied. Mrs. Geller clearly misunderstood her responsibility. There was no miscommunication. You abandoned Ethan. Patricia's eyes narrowed. That's a very serious accusation. It's not an accusation. It's what happened. I've spoken with Mrs. Geller, seen the security footage, and filed a police report. The room went silent. My father's face drained of color. A police report, he finally managed. Lila, that's necessary, I finished. Ethan could have died. Patricia stood abruptly. You're being dramatic. He had an attack, yes, but he had a life-threatening asthma attack while under your care and you weren't there, I interrupted. You chose Emma's party over Ethan's safety. Of course she did, Emma interjected. My baby reveal was planned for months. Ethan gets asthma attacks all the time. I turned to my stepsister. Actually, he hasn't had a severe attack in 2 years because I make sure he's properly supervised and has his medication. Unlike Patricia. You're just jealous, Emma spat. You've always been jealous that Mom treats me like her actual daughter instead of an obligation. Emma, my father warned. What? It's true. Lila's always trying to force Mom to care about her and her kid. Is that how you see it, Patricia? I asked quietly. Ethan and I are obligations. Patricia's face hardened. I've done my best with you, Lila. But yes, taking on another woman's child and grandchild wasn't exactly my choice. The truth I'd always known but never heard spoken landed like a physical blow. So you left my son alone knowing he could have an attack? I didn't think. That's right. You didn't think. About anyone but yourself and Emma. My father finally found his voice. Lila, I understand you're upset, but a police report? Can't we handle this as a family? We stopped being a family the moment Patricia decided Ethan wasn't worth her time, I replied. The detective will be contacting you both tomorrow. Patricia's composure finally cracked. You ungrateful little... She lunged forward, grabbing my arm. After everything I've done for you. Patricia! My father pulled her back. You're ruining everything! She shouted. What will people think? I could lose my position on the school board, all because your defective child can't breathe properly. The room froze at her words. Well, I said softly, I think that says everything that needs to be said. Patricia seemed to realize what she'd done. Lila, I didn't mean... Save it for the detective, I said, turning to leave. You can't do this to me, Patricia called after me. I'll make sure you regret this. Your father will cut you off completely. I paused at the door. That's your choice, Dad. But I'm protecting my son, even if it means losing you too. The DA is moving forward with charges, Detective Rivera told me 6 weeks later. We sat in a conference room at the police station, files spread between us. Child endangerment and neglect. The security footage and hospital records make it pretty clear-cut. What happens now? I asked. Your stepmother will be formally charged next week. Given the evidence and her lack of criminal history, her attorney will likely advise her to take a plea deal. I nodded, feeling a complex mix of emotions. And my father? No charges against him since he wasn't present during the incident, but he'll be questioned as a witness. After meeting with the detective, I picked up Ethan from school. His new inhaler hung from a lanyard around his neck. His idea, so he'd never be without it again. Grandpa called my teacher today, Ethan mentioned as we walked to the car. My stomach tightened. What did he want? To see if he could pick me up after school. Mrs. Klein said he wasn't on the approved list. I'd removed both Patricia and my father from Ethan's emergency contacts after the incident. Did you talk to him? Ethan shook his head. I saw him in the office, but I stayed in the classroom until he left. That evening, my doorbell rang. My father stood on the porch, looking older than I remembered. Can we talk? He asked. I let him in but kept Ethan in his room. Patricia accepted a plea deal, he said, settling heavily onto my couch. Community service, parenting classes, and probation. I know. Detective Rivera called me. She's resigning from the school board, he continued. And Emma's not speaking to either of us. Says the stress is bad for the baby. I waited, unsure where this was heading. Patricia wanted me to ask if you'd consider dropping the charges. For the family's sake. The family's sake? I repeated. Which family, Dad? The one where your wife abandoned my son and called him defective? He flinched. She didn't mean that. She was upset. People say exactly what they mean when they're upset, I countered. And no, I won't drop the charges. Ethan deserves justice. She's your stepmother, Lila. And Ethan is her step-grandson. That didn't seem to matter to her. My father rubbed his face. What do you want from us, then? How do we fix this? We don't, I said simply. Some things can't be fixed. You can't cut us out forever. We're family. Family doesn't do what Patricia did. Family doesn't call a child defective because he has asthma. She's sorry, Lila. Truly sorry. I don't care, I replied. Her apology doesn't change what happened. So that's it? No forgiveness, no second chances? Not when it comes to Ethan's safety. You both made your choice that day, and now you live with it. After he left, Maya came over with takeout and wine. How are you doing with all this? She asked, pouring glasses while Ethan played in his room. Better than I expected, I admitted. There's something freeing about finally accepting who people really are. Your dad called me, Maya said. Asked me to talk to you about reconciliation. I shook my head. Some bridges stay burned. He said Patricia is a wreck. The charges, the resignation, the community gossip. Consequences, I corrected. Those are called consequences. Maya nodded, understanding. What's next for you two? Ethan starts a new asthma management program next week. I'm joining a single parent support group. We're moving forward. Without them? Without them, I confirmed. Some people aren't worth the air they take up. I smiled slightly. And when you have asthma like Ethan, air is pretty important. Later, tucking Ethan into bed, he asked the question I'd been expecting. Are we ever going to see Grandpa and Patricia again? I sat on the edge of his bed. I don't know, buddy. What do you think about that? He was quiet for a moment. Patricia didn't help me when I couldn't breathe. She went to Emma's party instead. Yes, she did. I don't think I want to see her again, he said finally. But maybe Grandpa sometimes? We'll see, I promised, kissing his forehead. For now, it's just you and me. Is that okay? He nodded, hugging his inhaler close. That's okay. We're pretty good at taking care of each other. As I turned out his light, I wondered if my viewers had ever had to cut toxic family members out of their lives. Was it hard for you, too? How did you handle the fallout? Let me know in the comments, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more stories from my life. Sometimes the family you choose is stronger than the family you're born into.